This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Right now, Bill Martinez live.
Barbara Bush has passed away, beloved First Lady, wife of George H.W. Bush and mother of George W. Bush. She held the unique distinction of being the wife and the mother of two American presidents. She was just like a grandmother to the entire country of the United States, matriarch of a huge clan of lovely family members. We reported to you earlier this week that she had made the determination that she wanted to stop treatment and that she would receive comfort care.
I want to begin today by expressing my deep condolences to the entire Bush family on the passing of former First Lady Barbara Bush, a wonderful, wonderful person. For decades, Barbara was a titan in American life. Her presence and character were engraved into America's identity. Her strength and toughness really embodied the spirit of our country, and her warmth and devotion earned the admiration of an entire nation and indeed the entire world. She was a tireless champion for literacy. She was a fierce advocate for the American family. And she was a woman of proud patriotism and profound faith. Our hearts are saddened by her passing, but our spirits are lifted by the memories of her goodness and her grace. She was a good person. Melania and I send our prayers to Barbara's husband of 73 years.
Laura and I went over to see her a week ago Saturday. We had a wonderful visit. She was strong, lucid.
Funny.
She and I were needling each other. And the doctor came in, and she turned to the doctor and said, "You want to know why George W. is the way he is?" And the doctor looked somewhat surprised. She said, "Because I drank and smoked when I was pregnant with him."
She was funny and fierce and set her mind. She's a great role model for me, for sure. I learned how to be a first lady. I had my mother-in-law, and of course I'd watched her the whole time she was first lady, and when she campaigned with President Bush. So that, and I actually had the conversation with her early on when he first started to run, that she would work on literacy, that she thought that was the most important, if everyone could read and write.
You've been married 70 years.
71.
71. What has kept love alive?
Humor, and the fact he is, as Jeb says, the world's greatest man. I fell in love with him practically at first sight. Probably went home and told my mother about him. She was, should have been the head of the CIA. She knew everything about him the next morning. But he's just he's a very giving. He's never once said no to me.
How about that?
And I heard him say one day to someone, "Barbara's so great she never spends too much money." And I'm thinking, yikes, that's an invitation to get out there. He never says no.
Because she never asks for anything.
Yeah. Not really.
But my parents, the way I describe it is, they could be at a dinner table and they can look at each other and they're talking to one another without saying a word. That's what happens
when you're in love.
In love and together for that long. It's an inspiration.
Bill Martinez live.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
To the truth and pursuing it no matter where it leads, because it is that important to us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. The Honorable Sam Rohr joins us, president of the American Pastors Network and the Pennsylvania Pastors Network, co-host of APN's national radio program, Stand in the Gap Today. Sam, good to be talking to you again. How you doing, sir?
Doing just fantastic, and it's great to be back with you.
Well, I want to talk about, well, I'll tell you, the Sunday talk shows. This is one thing, you know, I don't know what's going on with our country right now, Sam, that, and the mainstream media is kind of leading the way here. And that has to do with, there's just no embarrassment. You know, in the Hispanic community, we say, no tienes orgullo, you have no shame. The way things are being put out there, we're back talking about the dossier, some disgusting things that have already been proven to be, rather not only salacious, but fallacious as well. But the mainstream media, what is their, what is their joy? Do they just get excited to talk about, people doing bodily things on one another and anything that involves sex and that, they just feel like no holds barred and they just throw it out there upon its viewers?
Well, I mean, that's certainly what it appears to be the case, Bill, but I think at the heart of it, when you talk about the media has forsaken its historic duty and role to the American people. The media, as John F. Kennedy in 1961 in an address to the Washington Press Corps reminded them, was that the media is the only protected industry in the nation. That's under the First Amendment. That's the press.
Right.
The press is protected by constitutional protection, but they have a duty as a result of it, and that is to report the news, not be a propaganda piece to tell people what to think, but to report the news so people know how to think and how to live. That, I believe, disappeared in journalism many years ago.
Yes, exactly.
And now it's become a tool, a political tool for competing ideologies that leave the Constitution and the inherent aspects of our republic and what it takes to keep freedom behind it, become an antagonist to that in a general rule. And obviously your program does not. Ours does not. We try to hold to those things. But I think by and large, that's what's happened, Bill.
Yeah, without a doubt. I would add to that, Sam, if I could, that part of their charge is to document history. You know, because we get down the road, we're going to look back, on these years, and people are going to wonder, what the heck was going on? What were they thinking here? Because we have such a poor record of history and what we've been enduring these past few decades. And the responsibility lies at the doorstep of journalists and, you know, I would say the mainstream media. Yes, we, you know, fortunately we have independent organizations like ourselves and like your organization as well and others out there. We're not the lone voices, thank God, but we need to continue to join arms and stand shoulder to shoulder and back to back against this fake media.
Well, we do. And see, and I think you put your finger on it. Descriptor fake news,
mm-hmm.
as you're talking about it, I think really does kind of go to the core because the one piece, the matter of truth,
mm-hmm.
truth becomes the hinge pin upon which responsible reporting, responsible news, truth is the hinge pin upon which duty and responsibility turn. And when truth is set aside, then the platform protected by the First Amendment in the Constitution becomes a mechanism. It's a weaponized tool for the destruction of the very freedom that we have. And citizens, by and large, must understand that, must see that. But those who occupy those positions of authority must be taught, it must be reminded of it.
Mm-hmm.
But frankly, Bill, every person in any position of authority, be they in office or be they moms and dads or be they in the media like us or in the pulpit in our churches in particular, must understand that what they're there for is for the advancement of truth.
Exactly.
If they deny that, then, in fact, we are all on a very perilous course indeed.
Yeah, where are your witnesses? You know, the Bible is clear. You know, you cannot, you know, you cannot convict anybody on, you know, based on one conviction, much less anonymous sources. But anonymous sources in the era of fake news and this information age that we live in, we do it all a disservice at the expense of the people's perspective. We've got a very warped perspective based on, you know, anonymous reporting.
Well, we do, and I think that takes us to me. As I look next, I say there's an implication to this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when we diagnose this and say this is it, and I think most Americans do understand this. I mean, it's obvious that they do. They don't trust the news. They don't trust those in office. But when you throw out that trust factor, which hinges on truth, this republic cannot stand. Frankly, no church can stand if there's not an agreement in upholding the truth. No organization can stand. No family can be intact. So the enemies of truth, of which we know they exist, and they have names, they really have tried. If you can undermine that very basic element of truth, this constitutional republic cannot stand. And, of course, I believe that's been the goal, Bill, of many ideologies for a long time, to undermine that and put doubts and questions in people's mind, just like the devil did when he went to Eve in the garden. The first thing he did was said, did God really say that?
Exactly.
And he put in that doubt. If that doubt is there and is not eliminated, then we become very, very fragile.
Well, the same thing. You know, we've got people questioning if our founders really said, right? So whether it's from the Garden of Eden or from the very beginnings of this democratic republic, people are questioning. And they say, well, they really didn't intend that. You know, the Constitution is elastic. It's like the Word of God. You know, God really didn't mean that. I mean, we've got a governor. I'm here, happen to be on the West Coast here. I'm in California. And there's a governor here that said that God must have made a mistake when he named them male and female, that he really meant that there should be three genders. But I question his you know, his rationale on that, because his state universities, I think, have in excess of, 26 different gender choices. I don't know why he stopped at three.
Well, you know, and that's where it starts, Bill. There's a, when God himself as truth, the author of truth, is rejected, then the Constitution is right behind it, and they fall right in sync, right together.
Yeah, exactly. A Constitution that was designed for a moral people, right? Yeah, here we are. We're paying the big price, and we were so close, Sam. I think about what could have happened if the choice, if the you know, the righteous choice was not made. And that's not to say that everything is totally righteous about Donald Trump, but compared, you know, comparing the two choices that we had, what would this country look like if Hillary Clinton was in office? How much more would we not be aware of that was going on? Sam Rohr is with us. We've got more from the Honorable Sam Rohr, President of the American Pastors Network, right after this. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
that lyric really stops me in my tracks. Oftentimes we find ourselves struggling with the things of the world, and we forget who is the king of the world. A friend of mine reminded me with this devotional piece from 1 Samuel, and the Honorable Sam Rohr is with us. And Sam, I'd appreciate your perspective on this. It comes from 1 Samuel, this 12th chapter. It says, "As for me, I will certainly not sin against the Lord by ending my prayers for you, and I will continue to teach you what is good and right. But be sure to fear the Lord and faithfully serve him. Think of all the wonderful things he has done for you. But if you continue to sin, you and your king will be swept away." Wow. That is quite an admonition, isn't it? I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you, Sam.
Sorry, Bill.
Okay, that's right.
Yes, that is quite an admonition, and actually that same type of warning in principle is all throughout the Word of God. It's all throughout Old Testament. God reminds the people of Israel time after time again, "I am your strength, I am your security, obey my commands, so follow my rules that I've laid down for your good." And as he says in Deuteronomy chapter 30, 15 through 19, you, by so doing, you choose life.
Yes.
So he says, so choose life that you may live, that your children may prosper. There is a direct linkage between national blessing and national judgment based on how we relate to God, his truth, and our obedience to his command. And that's a choice that people have to make. And obviously, not every ideology in the world believes that. The devil didn't when he tempted Eve. And there are ideologies that have threatened freedom, threatened Israel, threatened the Western world to this very day. And they also happen not just to threaten those nations, but they've rejected God directly, either through atheistic views or an entirely misinterpreted view of who God is. But that's why Scripture talks about we wrestle not really so much against flesh and blood, but against spiritual principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places.
Exactly.
Ultimately, it's the ideologies and how one believes in God.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in God. We believe in an alternative to God that really makes all these things that we talk about, all these controversies in society and all these divisions, really come down ultimately to, well, then, do you believe God, as the Bible says, or you do you not? And if you do, there's agreement. If you don't, then that's when division begins.
Exactly. And that crossroads is life and death. He puts it before you and says, in case you missed it and you have a choice between life and death, let me give you the right answer. The Bible's clear. It says you want to choose life. And here it is, in a sense, Sam, you know, we got a bit of a reprieve. People of faith came out in record numbers to vote President Trump into office. And like many people of faith, we're going, okay, Lord, you know, we're trusting that you will continue to speak through this president and save this republic. That we are humbling ourselves, we are praying, we are acknowledging that we have sinned against you. Heal our land. And we are starting to be encouraged and see some things moving in a positive direction. But people of faith need to understand that the war continues. It's not just a one and done type of deal.
No, it absolutely is not. And I think sometimes, Bill, we get most concerned at times of election because we hear and we see so much. But at the end of the day, the election is but a point in time.
Mm-hmm.
It determines our civil leader, but it doesn't mean that the people of the land have really changed their attitude towards God.
Mm-hmm.
God ultimately doesn't judge nations only just because of the leader. He judges because of the attitude of the people. And what it really comes down to is the question is who do I trust?
Yes.
Who do you trust? Mm-hmm. Who do I trust? I mean, I'm glad that we have a military. That's an obligation of civil government. It's important that we have the best. All of these things are very important, that we have good people in office, but do we trust in those things? Do we trust in our bank account? I mean, I want to have a bank account. I'm trying to prepare for things biblically and as I should, but where's my trust?
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, those passages we cited this morning, we just talked about it right now, is that God is the security. It's God that preserves a nation, and an obedient nation, a nation that submits themselves to God's will. God says, I'm going to make even your enemies to be at peace with you. That's where security really comes. So I think these days where we see such things happening overseas, Syria right now and so forth and all that, mm-hmm. ought to be continual reminders to God's people saying, all right, I'm glad we have a military.
Right.
I'm glad we now have a president who's willing to do what a president should do. But am I trusting in that? Or am I really trusting in God and thinking, as I look in the mirror, it's mm-hmm. ultimately my relationship to God plus those around me that make the difference in this nation.
Exactly. Well, Sam, I want to talk about the main topic that we started to, but, you know, such is the case when you and I get together, we just trust that God leads the conversation. Let's talk about what every Christian should know about Islam.
Well, boy, I tell you, that's a big subject that can take a long time, but essentially what we put together in a book that we've made available now, what every Christian must know about Islam, is that Islam, in simple terms, the most simple way I could say it is that Islam is a political system, an ideology that is the antithesis of, the opposite to Christianity, the Bible, the Old Testament, and the New Testament. It is an ideology that embraces the Antichrist. It's the complete opposite. When you think of Islam, you have to think of God is not Allah. Their Allah is not the God of the Bible. They do not embrace Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, they reject Jesus Christ as a false prophet. He's there. They think he's there, but he's not the Son of God. So they take God out of the equation. Jesus is not God. And they get very angry about it. So it is an ideology that means, by its very definition, submission. Not peace, as they often say. It means submission, and submission to their view of an alternative God. And we would say anti-Christ because of what they believe and say. And therefore, it is incompatible with Christianity. That's why they want to kill the great Satan, the United States, kill the little Satan, Israel. That's why all of the antagonism toward Israel and Jerusalem and the seeking to destroy them. It's something that as a Christian nation, when we think that, well, basically everybody's equal and they're, you know, similar, just a little bit different. Mm. Not when it comes to Islam. It's totally, totally incongruous and by its very nature at war with every Christian and frankly, every non-Muslim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just that simple. I mean, there's a clear demarcation, but if you buy into political correctness and the narrative that they continue to promote, I mean, keep in mind, ultimately, you mentioned Jesus Christ. It is their belief that Jesus will bend the knee to their God.
That's correct. And, of course, we know that when you talk from this, with Scripture, mm-hmm. anyone who denies that Jesus is God is Antichrist.
Exactly.
That's the definition of Scripture. So that's the starting point. That is the point I tell people to go. If you think that Islam can be friendly to Christianity, go to the central figure of Christianity, Jesus Christ, and see what they say. Well, they reject him. And that is where it starts. We need to pray for our Muslim neighbors, and work with them to bring them to Christ because they need the Lord. But ultimately, the ideology is at war with freedom and Christianity and every non-Muslim in the world.
Well, Sam, you bring up something that's absolutely critical and something that you address in Standing in the Gap is that we have so much power on our side in prayer, in joining with God, in aligning his thoughts, his kingdom, his will to be done, and praying for our, our Muslim neighbors and our neighbors in general.
Well, absolutely. Ultimately, that's our goal. That's why Christ came to this world, is to save sinners. Brothers who know the Lord, our greatest concern ought to be for those around us who do not yet know the freedom in Jesus Christ.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I don't need my name in life. I'm famous in my father's eyes. Make no mistake, he knows my name.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
It's all his name.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us as always. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. With us right now, the Vice President of Business and Culture for the Media Research Center, Dan Gaynor, joins us now. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing well. There's no scarcity of things going on in the world, that's for sure.
Well, especially when it comes to censorship, here we've got censorship of conservative speech by the Silicon Valley tech giants, huh?
Well, yeah, what we did, my boss has grown increasingly concerned about this. He tasked me to look into this late last year, and we sort of did a huge dive into it. The result is 18, 19,000 words long. Mm. And what we found, I think the biggest takeaway is, first of all, yeah, it's really a legitimate problem. This is not just a few random allegations. We focused on the top four, and that's Facebook and Twitter, obviously, and, of course, YouTube. And once we did YouTube, we figured we'd do Google since it's the parent company.
Right.
And all four of them have a lot of the same problems. They hire liberal people. They make deals with liberal organizations to monitor content. And then they discriminated or have discriminated against conservatives in various ways, restricting speech, restricting content, restricting videos, refusing to sell ads or limiting ad sales in various ways. It's a scary problem. And with online, particularly social media, being pretty much the new public square, if conservatives aren't allowed there, that bodes ill for the entire future of our country.
Without a doubt. Dan, when we witnessed Mark Zuckerberg on the Hill being asked questions and his answers, it led you to believe, at least my impression was, is that he doesn't even, I'm not even sure that he is doing this on purpose necessarily, that his worldview is so fixed and set that they don't even realize what they're doing. It just seems to me, maybe I'm giving him too much of the benefit of the doubt, but clearly, I mean, what they are doing is censoring people, but his answers, I'm concerned like you for all the same reasons, because at the end of the day, this is what it comes down to, is they are squashing the voices and any kind of impressions that conservatives would like to make. And I don't think that they, or my sense is that I don't think they realize that they're being this diabolical.
Well, I mean, I don't think all the companies care. Mark Zuckerberg was honest about something when he spoke and dishonest about something else. Mm-hmm. And he said that, yes, they recognized the concerns when Ted Cruz pressed him, Ben Sass and Steve Scalise and others. And he said, you know, look, we hire from Silicon Valley and we know that's liberal. We recognize that can be a problem. But at the same time, then he said, we're a platform for all ideas. And quite honestly, no, they're not.
No, they're not. I mean, exactly.
But, you know, that's very disingenuous. So either he believes it to be true and he just doesn't consider some of the things that they don't allow to be ideas, or he just, you know, it's just one of those PR lines. Now, I will say Facebook and Google in particular have both tried to at least reach out to the conservative movement. But you see how bad things can get just getting a hint of things from Twitter. Twitter has restricted speech. Live Action can't buy ads on Twitter. Marsha Blackburn got shut down for her ads, although they rescinded that. Live Action, they haven't rescinded. Different accounts have been shut down. Stuff gets restricted. You saw the Project Veritas videos that were sort of the behind the scenes of some of the problems at Twitter. And then in the midst of where we're really coming out with our report right before Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey, who's the CEO of Twitter, tweets out this story that is essentially liberal fan fiction about what happened in California, how California was able to turn from being a two-party state to one party. And this article clearly states, I mean, you know, outright says, there's no bipartisan path for the United States at this point. There's only one side that can win. Mm-hmm. And then Jack Dorsey tweets it out and calls it a great read.
Yeah.
The actual quote, great read is the actual quote. Right. And people, well, how can you look at Twitter, which already the groups that are involved in its Trust and Safety Council in the U.S., it's got 25 groups. 12 of them are openly liberal groups. One of them is openly conservative. How do we expect we're going to get a fair deal there?
Exactly. Well, and this is the problem, and we've been calling on this show that it's a matter of time that there is a rival that rises up that challenges Facebook, because I don't know that it's recoverable, Dan, regardless of any kind of regulation, any kind of legislation. You can't force people to be fair-minded. And it appeared to me, after, you know, viewing all this discussion on the Hill and the questions and answers of Zuckerberg, is that it's so institutionalized that it's almost like you have to blow the whole thing up. And I don't think they're about to do that.
And it's hard for somebody to start a new competitor. Look at the problems Gab has had competing with Twitter. And Twitter's the smallest of the four of them.
Right.
And, you know, the idea that you can break through competing against Facebook. And then, of course, if you're going to break through competing against Facebook, where are you going to hire people to do all your programming? Well, you're going to end up hiring former Facebook employees and former Google employees. And so you somewhat self-perpetuate. It's a scary problem. And we need to look at it as a society. What do we allow? Mm-hmm. And so certainly we think there are things the tech companies can do. The first one is just transparency. They've set up these systems. So we have no idea what's getting restricted, what's not. We certainly want them to just get up, explain what they mean by hate speech. This is one of the big problems, because mm-hmm. a lot of them are using hate speech as sort of this massive opportunity to shut down anything they disagree with.
Exactly.
I don't think we saw Zuckerberg couldn't explain it.
No.
I don't think they can, and they all have different definitions. And then you get into global definitions from other countries that impact them. And then obviously conservatives need to be treated the same way liberals do on the platforms. And that means if you've got 12 members of your Trust and Safety Council that are liberal, you need 12 members of your Trust and Safety Council that are conservative.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that when you consider the mainstream media, Dan, I mean, they're in the same lot. When you've got reports, I think the latest report that I saw was 96% of journalists supported the Democratic Party and donated to Hillary Clinton's campaign, 96%. Well, if you put your money where your mouth is and where your heart is, you know, that tells you just about everything you need to know. And we've been saying time and again, you know, we refer to the media, you know, mainstream media as being liberal and that sort of thing. But they have already have been squashing and censoring. I mean, look at the reports that they give us on the president of the United States. 9 out of 10 of the reports of this president are negative. Is it any wonder that the majority of the public is influenced by all this negative reporting on the president of the United States?
And of course, when these companies, and I didn't see the first number, but the second number comes from us, the 9 out of 10. And when these companies want to deal with media people, where do they go? They go to the old school media.
Exactly.
So they're bringing in, again, liberal journalists.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is, we are boxed in on the right, and we can't allow it to happen, because otherwise the future is there will be no conservative views allowed online.
Right.
I'm just the four companies, and there are many others. There's Amazon and Apple and Reddit and, you know, all sorts of tech companies that we need to be concerned with. But just focus on the four that we talked about. Facebook. More than 2 billion people on Facebook. That's the number one social media outlet. Twitter, the number one way that people get their news, you know, news people, politicians,
right,
journalists, et cetera, think tank people, yeah, et cetera.
Hey, Dan, can you hold on just a second here? Because we need to go to break, and we'll be right back and pick it up from there. Would that
sure.
be okay? Okay, Dan Gaynor is with us. More from Dan right after this.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
America, Bill Martinez here. Dan Gaynor is with us, the Vice President of Business and Culture for MRC. Before the break, we were just talking about this situation. It is not only scary, but it seems so fixed. How are conservative voices going to break through? I mean, we've got, you know, we have some space. It seems like the space we've been relegated to is conservative talk radio. There's some other outlets. But, TV, we've got, thank God for Fox News, we get some conservative viewpoint there. But the rest of the mainstream media, it's an uphill battle. And now our internet channels are being squashed and we have limited access there. And it seems to be growing in terms of the amount of bandwidth that conservative voices can have via the internet.
Well, I remember there's a 1990s song by a band called King Missile, and there's a line in it, all is not lost, not yet. Mm-hmm. So the number one way for the conservative movement to lose is to not fight.
Right.
If we just ignore this battle, if we just let them do, oh, that's not an issue, yeah, we'll lose, guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
It's our hope that these companies will step up. Google and Facebook have made little sort of inroads to the conservative movement a little bit, so it's our hope that all of them will, and that this fight will go away, that they'll understand that everybody deserves a platform.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's the first way you have to look at it, that what we're all defending is the right for everybody to have get their say and not be silenced. I think the whole idea, although it's not a right online, I mean, these are private companies, I don't have the right to free speech with them. But it's still an American ideal, free speech. And I think that's the first place to start.
Well, the American people are beginning to realize how much they've given up by way of their privacy with these tech giants, but also in terms of the information they're getting. I mean, already the mainstream media, and particularly newspaper publications, they're feeling the brunt because they've abandoned their reason to exist, which is to document history, because everything has become, everything's been blurred, There's no editorial section. It's like if you go to the front page of newspapers, the editorial is now on the front pages, on the headlines. It's all prejudice. People are beginning to see this. And they're growing wiser all the more for it. But they need to continue to stay vigilant. And maybe somewhere down the road, some of these publications will begin to realize that they are providing a disservice by squashing speech and violating our First Amendment rights given to us by our U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, the old school media, it's like they gave up in the midst of the disaster, the economic disasters that were brought on by their own stupidity and biases. Mm-hmm. It's like they decided that they're going to go down fighting and they want to take down Donald Trump and anybody affiliated with him. And they don't care what happens to their industry. I would argue that most Americans, just as they don't want politics in their sports and they don't want politics in entertainment media, and we've done polling on this.
Yes, exactly.
You know, huge number. But I would argue that they don't want everything in their newspaper to be politics, everything in their newspaper to be one-sided. And so sooner or later, maybe somebody will really start pushing out news that tries to be news for everybody. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, we're not going to do 412 Stormy Daniels stories today. Oh, we're not going to focus in on the allegations of the videotapes involving Russia because they're just allegations. James Comey, who made not one iota of news, he'll get a little blurb because he called the president, Marley unfit for president. Okay, that's in the brief section because right. That's all it is. It's a brief. It's not important. James Comey is not important.
Well, this is the thing. We've often said on this show, Dan, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And what the liberal media has done is they've abandoned truth. They've abandoned any kind of objective reporting. And it's all about opinion, and they give the presence of opinion and weight of opinion almost as much weight as fact. I mean, that's pretty dangerous, isn't it?
Well, they actually give it a lot more. I mean, the whole existence of the Comey interviews, the Stormy Daniels. I mean, it's just all just they put a parade of people up who attacked Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And what happened in Parkland School was tragic. Right. But they've given a platform to these students from Parkland, and they've done it solely to attack Donald Trump and his supporters.
Exactly.
That's not news. That's pushing an agenda. Every major news outlet that's supposed to be neutral, you know, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, they've all become agenda. Mm-hmm. That's it. They're run by activists, in many cases, quite extremely liberal activists, more so than even their own left. So if you figure that the mathematics of the country, close to a third of the people are conservative, according to Gallup, it's something like 31%, 28% are liberal, and everybody else is in between. But of that 28%, journalists don't land like on the edge, the right-hand edge. They're landing in the center or to the left of that 28%. So they look at the world and they see, well, there's only a few people to the left of us. They're liberals.
Mm-hmm.
And then they look at the people who are liberals to the right of them and they say, well, they're moderates. They look at moderates and say they're conservative. And then they look at everybody, 31% of the country, and they say, oh, well, you're right. We nut jobs because you're really extreme. Now, we're not extreme. They're extreme. So by definition, that makes us far apart from them.
Well, the scary thing is what you pointed out earlier in the first segment here, Dan, and that is the way people seem to be moving is the way of California. I was born and raised in California, and I've seen the results firsthand. I since moved 4 years ago. I went to the East Coast to Florida. But I have witnessed what a single-party state looks like. And, of course, we're seeing it now you know, from different perspectives. And, you know, here it is. It's become a sanctuary state. And now you've got the cities that are in a revolt. You've also got a push within the state that wants to break it up into as many as six different states. I mean, this is how bad California has gotten. But yet there is that that political worldview, as you stated earlier, that says this is the way of America, is that we will become a one-party state. That is pretty scary.
Well, and that's certainly what the article was arguing for and what Jack Dorsey was commenting on. That's the scary. Here's a guy who runs a web application that I use for hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
How am I supposed to feel that I'm ever going to be fairly treated?
Exactly. Well, you know, this is what America is slowly but surely waking up to. I say that, but and my question is, Dan, you know, what does America do about this? I mean, we were raised on the First Amendment right, and now that is being attacked like any other right that doesn't go along with that which has been now no longer God-given, but it seems to be you know, something that the left wants to control, and they want to be in the they want to have the ability to give and take away.
Yeah, well, the left is going after free speech, both the right and the idea. Mm-hmm. And when I say the right, I mean, look, you have a right to free speech in public universities. You have a right to free speech in public. You have a right to free speech in places in things like that. And that's a right. You don't have a right to free speech on Facebook because it's a private company.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have, we still have the foundational American ideal of free speech.
Mm-hmm.
And that's different. That's what they're tampering with. So they've essentially, we've had a couple decades now of safe space kids who go get awards and trophies for doing nothing as long as they're on a sports team. And those same kids have now graduated, now work at Silicon Valley, and they've created an online world that they want to isolate anything they don't like in. And that's, I mean, if you think about the power of what those four companies could do, how they could isolate out conservative thought, it's a nightmarish possibility.
It really is, and it's up to we the people, you know, to begin to do and consider some alternatives here so that we can protect this and honor those companies that do protect our First Amendment rights. But as you say, the tough situation we're in right now is that Facebook and these other tech giants, they've been able to aggressively take hold of the wild frontier. And now here we find ourselves, you know, restricted. So what are we going to do about it, Dan?
Well, like I said, the first thing is, you know, admitting you have a problem.
Mm.
We're trying to get them to admit we have a problem, but we're also trying to get conservatives to understand this is not just a few people complaining on Twitter or Facebook.
Mm.
This is a sweeping problem. And once conservatives understand it, then a lot can flow from that. Conservative donors need to support the conservative media. They need to support startups. These companies need to admit they have a problem and work with the conservative movement. And there's a lot that can be done, because if it ends up in regulation, historically speaking, regulation's no panacea for the right.
Exactly.
You'd end up with government people who naturally are going to lean left. And remember, the same government regulators are the ones who regulated the VA, and we had veterans killed by the VA, and regulated the IRS, and the IRS was inflicted on American conservatives like it was
exactly.
a weapon.
Exactly. Well, Dan Gaynor, the Vice President of Business and Culture for the Media Research Center, has been with us. Dan, where can they go for more information?
They can go to newsbusters.org. In the upper right-hand corner, you'll actually find a link to the report.
Great. Thank you very much, Dan. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win.